Luxembourg and Cape Verde have extended key cooperation agreements on water, sanitation, and employment during a working visit by Cape Verdean Prime Minister José Ulises Correa y Silva. A proposal for Luxembourg to sanction Israel has been rejected in Parliament, finding support only from the Left and ELSAT parties, while others cited the fragile Middle East situation and a need for EU consensus. Meanwhile, Luxembourg City marked the 84th anniversary of the first Nazi deportation of Jews from the country with a solemn ceremony at the Central Railway Station on Thursday, the site from which hundreds were sent to their deaths. France has charged four people over a suspected plot against a Russian dissident after a refugee who helped reveal abuses in Russian prisons said he was targeted. Also in France, an Algerian woman went on trial today, accused of raping, torturing, and murdering a 12-year-old girl in Paris in a case that horrified the country. Finally, Hamas has said it is committed to the U.S. brokered agreement that halted its war with Israel and to returning all the bodies of hostages still unaccounted for. Responding to a call from the militant group for assistance, Turkey has sent specialists to help in the search. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. The weather will continue to be overcast this afternoon, although some bright spells are promised, with mild temperatures of between 13 and 15 degrees.